A judge in Connecticut has ruled by default against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones in a defamation lawsuit involving parents of children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. On his InfoWars talk show, Jones made false claims for years about the 2012 school shooting, calling it a hoax and a, quote, false flag involving crisis actors. But Connecticut Superior Court Judge Barbara Bellis said Monday that Jones was liable for damages. She cited willful noncompliance after Jones and his legal team failed to comply with court orders for information. Joining us now is Chris Matty, the attorney representing the eight victims' families in this latest ruling. Chris, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Hello, how are you?
Well, thank you. You said in a statement that the families were grateful for this ruling against Alex Jones, but that their, quote, battle to shed light on how deeply Mr. Jones has harmed them continues. What else are these families saying in light of this victory?
Yeah, you know, it's taken us years to get here. As you know, we brought this case in 2018, and so we've been fighting for years with Alex Jones and the companies that he controls to get the evidence that he is solely in possession of relating to his campaign against these families in the years that followed the Sandy Hook shooting. And so we're grateful that the court has finally said that Mr. Jones has forfeited his right to defend this case, given that he has withheld evidence that would tend to show, why he made the statements that he did and the extent to which he profited from them. But the next step here is to go to a trial with a jury where we'll be able to present evidence about the damages that our families have suffered as a result of his campaign against them. And so, you know, that's still a very important part of this case.
What does a default ruling here mean? And is it a half-hearted victory in some way to these families?
Well, what it means is that all of the allegations we've made against Alex Jones are considered proven. And, you know, our complaint alleges many years in which Alex Jones has tormented these families and people inspired by him have done the same. And so it's very important for us to get a judicial finding that those allegations are considered proven. I wouldn't describe it as a half-hearted victory. I'd describe it as a significant step towards ultimate justice in this case, you know, which we expect to get when we present our family's claims for damages to a jury in Connecticut.
Alex Jones plans to appeal, and InfoWars attorney Norm Pattis tells NPR, quote, we remain confident that in the end, the Sandy Hook families cannot prove either liability or damages. We think their lawyers know this, hence the desperate effort to obtain a default, end quote. What's your response to that, Chris Matty?
Well, it's Mr. Jones who has decided to withhold the evidence in this case, evidence that Judge Bellis found he deliberately withheld and even lied about over time, which would tend to show, for example, how his business operated, why he has incentives to publish dishonest, inflammatory, outrageous content to his audience, because that then provokes in them the paranoia that drives them to his store to purchase goods from him. So this is the type of evidence that he withheld, and it was not our choice. We fought tooth and nail to get it from him, but in the end, he's the one who chose to be defaulted rather than provide the evidence that would expose him and his conduct to the light of day.
We also got a statement today from Lenny Posner, father of Noah, the youngest Sandy Hook victim. He was not involved in the Connecticut case, but was the first to sue Alex Jones in a similar case. He told us that the toll has been heavy. He said, quote, my family still lives in hiding. We are still the focus of harassment, stalking, and other online abuse. Chris, I'm curious, looking forward, both the Texas and Connecticut cases against Alex Jones go to jury trial next year, as you say, to determine damages. What do the families want at this point? What would justice look like?
Well, they want accountability more than anything else. You know, they want Mr. Jones to have to answer for his behavior in front of a Connecticut jury. Because, you know, I think for years Mr. Jones has felt that he could operate with impunity from the safety of his, you know, studio in Texas, and he could send lies out in the world, and whatever harm they caused couldn't come back to him. But what I think our families want to show is that the legal system has a response to that, and that there is an impunity, that when you make statements that you know to be false and that you know will harm others, especially in the devastating way that they have here, that you're going to have to defend that in court. And the fact that he went to such lengths to conceal evidence and even inviting default, it tells you everything you need to know about whether Alex Jones felt like he could defend his conduct in court.
Chris Matty is an attorney who represented Sandy Hook families in a defamation suit against Alex Jones. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.